Shavua Tov u'mevarach. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi continues, Chapter 3 of Avodah Zarah, Mishnayot 2 and 3 today. Hamotze shivrei tzlamim. A Jew finds pieces, shvarim is broken bits, of images or statues. Hare elu mutarim. They are now allowed for benefit. The Jew could sell them. The Bartner brings, we don't know if this piece was actually an idol, and even if it was an idol, it might be broken because the pagan who was worshiping it realized the idol wasn't really working out for him, wasn't pulling through, and actually went ahead and broke his own idol. And he probably got a new one at Walmart. But the Mishnah points out, Matzah Tavnit Yad, he finds just a hand, but it's a hand that's on a pedestal. It hasn't been broken, it was made just as a hand. O tavnit regel, or just a foot up on a pedestal, hare elu asurin. These are actually forbidden, mipnei shekayotzi behem nevot, because the idolaters used to make things like this, just parts of a whole statue, and worship even the parts. The idea was they wanted to get a hand up from their pagan deity, or they wanted to get a leg up on the competition, so they'd make these parts. And they weren't broken off of a larger statue in the first place. Now, Mishnah Gemel, hamotze kelim. Someone finds vessels, ve'alehem, and on these vessels, tzurat chama, maybe there's a picture, an image of the sun, tzurat levana, or the moon, and it's not just, you know, a circle, it's kind of, you know, it's meant to be mechubad, and it's got like a crown or rays of light or something a bit fancy. Tzurat drakon. Drakon is, of course, a dragon, and I think every culture in known history has some sort of dragon mythology, because that was the Nachash HaKadmoni, the original snake with the original sin with Adam Arishon. The Gemara explains that was the snake used to have legs. So somehow there is a shared spiritual collective memory among all human beings of the Nachash Kadmoni, that original snake back when he had legs. So what do you do if you find some kalim with these images, these sort of pagan images? Yolicham leyam hamelach. Bring them into the Dead Sea, throw them in the Dead Sea, and then nobody will get them. You know, nobody's going to go fishing there in the Dead Sea and catch them because there's no fish. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he has a chiluk here. He says, "Asha olam mechubadim asurim." If these images are on something that's nice, like a nice vessel, a very nice serving tray, or a piece of jewelry, a nice ornament, something that's respectable, then it would be asur. It's definitely worshipped. Shal mevozin mutarin. If they're just decorations for, you know, schmutzed up cooking pots and the like, you know, then they're just there for decoration. They're not there to be worshipped, and they'd be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he goes back to the disposal method. Shochek vizore l'ruach. You could grind it up into powder, into dust, and throw it on the wind. Omatel yam, or you could also throw it into the Dead Sea even before grinding it, because no one's going to find it there. Amrulo, the other sages responded to Rabbi Yossi. They said, af hu nose zevel. They say, if you grind it into dust, that first option is not great, because you end up making zevel, you make fertilizer. So making an idol, which is usur b'hana, you can't have any benefit from it, into fertilizer for your fields, that's not an ideal disposal method. Shenemar, because the Torah actually says, lo yidbak b'yadcha me'uma minacherem. To your hand, it shall not stick anything from the banned item. So according to the sages, it must be disposed of in a way that no one can have any benefit whatsoever. Yashar kochachem, shavua tov.